This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a school teacher had to isolate in a plane's lavatory, the toilet, for 5 hours because she tested positive mid-flight. Now, I thought you had to be negative to get on the flight. Who would perform a test in the middle of the flight? Well, apparently, Marissa Fautieu took a rapid antigen test after her throat began to hurt in the middle of the journey from Chicago, Illinois, to Reykjavik, Iceland. And despite having a negative pre-departure test, she soon found that she had been infected with COVID. And because this all happened on a plane, once you know, you have to isolate. She said, there's 150 people on the flight, and my biggest fear was giving it to them. So you see her in the bathroom, and I think you see a beer and some water, and maybe she has some peanuts, I can't tell. And she TikToked herself in the bathroom. She's a Michigan school teacher, and she spent 5 hours there. She posted videos of the experience on TikTok with a clip of her finding out she was COVID positive. It went viral. And she said within what felt like 2 seconds, there were two lines, and this was on December 20th. So upon arrival, she was taken off the plane straight into a 10-day mandatory quarantine at a hotel for people with COVID-19. Even though 5 hours, yeah, she was on her way to Iceland. So she lost now 10 days of her Iceland trip. And she, but that was 10 days minus 5 hours. I believe in Iceland they still do 10 hours, whereas in the CDC has now changed it to 5 hours for isolation. She said the experience was not too bad. She said she was on Iceland Air. The flight crew named Rocky brought her food and drink during her bathroom isolation. The pair kept in touch. He tried to make her quarantine stay as enjoyable as possible and even brought her a small Christmas tree with lights so then she could decorate a room. So it sounds like the airline was really, really cool. But the thing that pops to my mind is this woman was pretty honest and she was pretty upfront. How many people would have stopped their trip and asked for a test mid-flight? You know, it's a little... the average person is walking around with a sore throat, with a cough, with a sneeze, a negative COVID test saying, I'm good, I'm negative for COVID. And this is something I've brought up multiple times. And I've told you all, I'm like, look... These negative COVID tests mean jack diddly squat. Somebody could have a negative test and still be positive. So how will an airline manage that? I mean, you can't be testing people mid-flight. It's nice to know. I commend her. I commend the airline. I think it was very cool that they did this, but it's not practical by any means. One is people need to use a bathroom. There's never enough bathrooms on a plane. I can tell you that right now, because every time I have to go, there's a line. So you do need a bathroom. Number two is, for every honest person, there's 250 dishonest people. So, yeah, I don't know. I tested negative for COVID with my home test. That means, you know, I don't know what that means. So, you know, I think we have a new reality of, guys, you know, you can isolate the one honest person and you could try to keep them from giving other people COVID, which is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, small deeds of kindness do wonders for the heart. And, you know, just one small act can save, you know, thousands. And, yes, I appreciate that. But at some point, you know, we aren't going to control this whole pandemic. And so I think, you know, the something like this going viral might make, you know, airlines go, okay, well, let's start testing people, ask them if they feel sick, and if they're on a long flight, start testing them. All right, that could be a complete mess because, you know, the average person is going to say, I am fine. How many people feel a little short of breath on an airplane? You should always, I always, you know, I'm like, are you feeling okay? You know, being the doctor of the house, I'm like, are you okay? But I'm sure the average person is going to take a sleeping pill, sleep right through it. So, you know, power to her, you know, there's not a lot of honest people out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you hear about this? A father allegedly drove his 14-year-old son to commit a multiple murder. So a father and his 14-year-old son have now been charged with capital murder, the killings of three teenagers at a convenience store on December 26. This is according to Garland Police Department in Texas. A fourth teenager was injured in the attack. But 33-year-old Richard Acosta, the father, has been arrested. His bond has been set at $1 million because apparently he drove him there and drove him off. Now police are searching for the 14-year-old, Abel Elias Acosta, who allegedly shot and killed the three teenagers and injured another. According to surveillance footage, Abel exited his father's pickup truck, opened the door to the convenience store, firing his gun several times, striking the victims. He got back in the truck, and then he fled at a high rate of speed. He's described as a light-skinned Hispanic male with dark hair, brown eyes, approximately 5'5" in height, and weighed around 125 pounds. So the motive has yet to be discovered, but three teens died. Xavier Gonzalez, Ivan Noyola, and Rafael Garcia, all pronounced dead on the scene. So I don't know what the hell is going on with this father. And then even more frightening, a daughter, I guess, was shot by her father because the father, this happened in Columbus, Ohio, mistook her for an intruder. The mother called 911 after the shooting. She said the father had shot someone he thought was breaking into the house. The security system was activated. In the recording of the 911 call, the father asked his daughter what she was doing. Both parents, you know, begged for her to wake up, and then, sadly, she was pronounced dead. So no charges have been filed, but we don't know what the heck happened. You know, it's interesting. My kids set off the alarm all the time. And, you know, I wait. I know. You know, the dog runs, the cats, you know, run. Everybody checks it out. You know, I'm not going to get the gun until I know. And I know because they shut off the alarm. The kid shuts off the alarm, so I know it's them. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. The big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I like to follow what happens in California. I was born there, even though I don't live there. I went to school there. California, one of the most beautiful states. I'm a fan. Not really a fan of a lot of the politics. And interestingly, sometimes what works in California ends up coming to my state in Nevada or other states. And what doesn't work in California still sometimes seems to stick and go to other states. So we're going to right now talk about some of the laws that just got passed in California. All right. If I can make sure I just my breakfast doesn't come out. Governor Newsom considered 836 bills covering a range of topics, mix of proposals. 66 vetoes happened of those 836. And apparently the Los Angeles Times is highlighting 43 of these. So this isn't even all of these. But these are some very interesting laws that we're just going to quickly tell you. And I think some of them might even exist in your neck of the woods or might eventually be taken and considered. So health insurance companies have to offer free COVID-19 testing for free to their customers. No surprise fees. They have to guarantee access to tests and vaccinations, even when somebody is out of a healthcare provider's network. Now, that sounds lovely. That sounds nice. You know, so if you don't have Aetna insurance and you're out of network, or I think that's what it means, that Aetna still should be able to provide these. So basically what they're saying is all vaccines and all test kits are free. The problem with that is you can't get test kits anywhere. You can't get tested. So I know a lot of people in multiple states are paying for additional tests, but when there's not enough tests and you need staff to run those tests, where's that money coming from? So expect insurance to rise with that. Again, I like the idea of people testing for free, but with the amount of testings that are being done, the money has to come from somewhere. Anybody who protests at a vaccination clinic has to keep a distance from any patients within 100 feet of their entrance. Failure to do so could result in a fine of $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail. So here's my thing with that. I appreciate our ability to protest, our ability to assemble, but when I see people go up to somebody, you know, like let's say you're walking into a grocery store and you have no idea that that grocery store, that there's some sort of, you know, social media boycott of it, and somebody goes up to your face, you know, that could be dangerous because, you know, are you going to pull a gun on them? Are they going to pull a knife or a gun on you? So I like the idea of giving people their space in terms of some sort of boycott or whatever, but this is at a vaccination clinic. They say a broad array of services provided by Medi-Cal, California's healthcare program for low-income residents, will be available to all income-eligible adults age 50 and over, regardless of immigration status, beginning on May 1st, 2022, which means that if somebody is, let's say, an illegal immigrant or undocumented, they will get to access Medi-Cal. From a public health standpoint, there's pros and cons, obviously. There's pros in terms of if somebody comes in with tuberculosis, as a doctor, I don't care where they're from. We got to knock out the tuberculosis before it gets to everybody else. On the con side of it, you have homeless people that still don't have food, don't have shelter, and could the money be better spent on that? So, obviously, that's very controversial. Protesters cannot videotape, photograph, or otherwise record patients or providers within 100 feet of reproductive clinics. The new law also bans sharing those images online. So somebody walking in to get an abortion, that picture could be posted all over social media, so people have been fearful of going to get an abortion because they don't want to be outed. There's a law now preventing that. Electronic cigarettes have a new tax. 12.5% of the sales price. The proceeds are going to go to public health and education programs, so your vaping is getting taxed. Cosmetic manufacturers have to disclose fragrance and flavor ingredients that could pose a health hazard. Information the state's going to display. This is, I think, a part of a rule that has pervaded in California in terms of if you have anything that could be carcinogenic, it has to be, the public has to be notified. In terms of housing, 4 housing units can be built on a single-family lot in some California communities. The new law makes it easier to rezone areas near mass transit operations for housing of up to 10 housing units. Now, I don't know if that is a good move in terms of allowing families to have multiple, you know, places to live now and increase housing ability, or could that possibly mean somebody who could be a slumlord can now build a bunch of small rooms, call them housing units, that's not adequate for you or your family, and then they charge high rent. So it'll be interesting to see. Remember we talked about stealthing, where while you're having sex, if somebody removes the condom without your consent, that finally is going to be punished as sexual battery under straight criminal law. Judges can order probation instead of time behind bars for crimes related to heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine. So drug use or drug possession, not necessarily selling, I guess, can be, people can get probation and then, you know, still be home. No longer sanction for spousal rape. If your spouse raped you or if it was a stranger who raped you, the conviction and the punishment will be the same. Previous limits on sexual assault or harassment charges while serving in the military have now been removed from California law. So now, no limits. Untraceable ghost guns by July can be seized by law enforcement officers while executing a temporary gun violence restraining order. Courts can now use state income tax records along with voting and driver license registration to call somebody for jury duty. So if you pay your taxes and if you don't have a driver's license, you've been avoiding jury duty, they will be able to now find you based on that. Because a lot of people don't want to do their jury duty. California law enforcement will lose their badge for serious misconduct, excessive force, racial bias, and dishonesty. You are not allowed to do positional asphyxia, like what had happened with Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. You cannot do positional asphyxia. It is illegal. Anything that threatens somebody's breathing. Officers have to immediately report incidents of excessive force that they witness and intervene. Again, stemming from George Floyd. They say law enforcement officers have new limits on posting to social media a booking photo. Now, I guess, so a lot of the county jails will post a booking photo, but the problem is if that person is innocent, then that booking photo is all over the place. Like you see with Nick Nolte, I mean, there's, you know, all these celebrities with pictures of themselves, their mugshots. So you can't do that because they might never be convicted. State law now defends and bans law enforcement gangs. So these are people that want to, I guess, become law enforcement themselves, but police certain communities. Law enforcement officers are going to get trained on rubber bullets and face new limits on purchasing military equipment and have to seek approval from local officials. So officers have to seek approval from non-officers for that. Diaper wipes and other disposable wipes have to include a do not flush labeling. We know that. We know you're not supposed to throw diaper wipes, but they have to have a do not flush. There is a fee on lead acid batteries. It's going to rise from $1 per battery to $2 per battery to clean up contaminated sites. Refrigerators cannot use hydrofluorocarbons in their cooling systems anymore. Minimum wage raises to $15 an hour. Businesses with 25 or fewer workers will have an additional year to comply, and they have to be up at $14 an hour. Warehouse employers must disclose all rules for worker quotas and ensure rest periods are counted against their productivity. Garment industry workers have to be paid hourly instead of the piece per clothing. Farm workers must receive overtime pay if they work over 8 hours. These are obviously no-brainers. That should make sense. State unemployment officials must give notice prior to rejecting an application for jobless benefits, and that's going to take place on September 1. There's going to be a four-year phase-in universal transitional kindergarten starting this summer. So that'll be kids who will have their fifth birthday between September 2nd and February 2nd can start getting public school classes. All schools and colleges have to have free tampons and menstrual products. Voters, whether you're going to vote in person or not, everybody gets a mail-in ballot. California death certificates will have non-binary choices in marking the person's gender. All staff and regular volunteers of youth organizations have to have background checks and child abuse prevention training. Olive oil. Sellers of olive oil marketed as being from California must include on the label the percentage of the product made from olives in California. That's interesting. California restaurants can't sell to-go cocktails with food orders for 5 more years. Restaurants may continue outdoor dining options where alcohol is served. Restaurants must provide single-use utensils and packets or cups of condiment on request. Food delivery apps have to itemize all fees. And get this, drivers do have to get their tips. Okay, so that's not bad. And there's also some other rules, but interesting stuff. But really, olive oil. Why do I need to know if the olives were from California or not? I don't get it. I'm missing that. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 cases in the United States reached a pandemic record this week of 265,000 plus cases a day on average. It should be noted deaths and hospitalizations are not keeping pace. A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
USA Radio News. President Biden will take a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon, Eastern Time, to discuss a range of topics, including upcoming diplomatic engagements with Russia. The call was requested by Putin, and according to an administration official, Biden accepted because, quote, he believes when it comes to Russia, there is no substitute for a direct leader-leader dialogue. End quote. More details are coming out with regards to the multi-location murder spree in Denver, Colorado earlier this week.
A Denver police spokesman said the writings are part of the investigation into what led 47-year-old Lyndon James McLeod to carry out the Monday shootings. Authorities believe McLeod wrote fictional books self-published online that named some of his real-life victims and described similar attacks. Police say McLeod knew most of the people he shot through business or personal relationships, and they're still investigating the motive. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have any of you guys ever stolen anything? Just stolen, that do you want to admit it? I'll admit something. I never really shoplifted or anything like that, although I think when I was really little, I remember in the 70s, and we're talking I was really, really little, you would have these little candy gels that look like little oranges or lemons or whatever, and I only like the red ones. And I remember taking one, I was so hungry, and I just ate it. I mean, I don't know if I thought my mom was going to pay for it or not, you know, and here's the thing, you know, you get a whooping. But if my mom made a big deal, then she'd have to pay for it. So I think my mom pretended like she didn't see it so that I didn't get the whooping, and then she didn't have to pay for it. That was once in a blue moon. But the one time I feel guilty was I was at Farmer's Market as a kid. And I bought something. And the woman gave me change. and I run back with the change. And I think I should have only gotten maybe $3 back, but I got $7 back. She accidentally gave me a 5 instead of a 1. And I had a choice of keeping it or running back. So I didn't steal. It's just I was given extra money. And then I was like, well, maybe I gave them a 20. And by the time I figured it out, the parents were like, let's go, let's go. So I went. And I've always felt guilty because I'm like, in case I got too much change, I should have gone back. It was like this little Satska store in Farmer's Market, the old Farmer's Market when I was a kid. So that's what I feel guilty of. But I haven't really stolen anything or, you know, done any drugs or drug dealing. So I don't think the IRS is going to be auditing me for that. But they might audit you guys, right? Because the IRS rules, and I think they've always been there, it just, it's all over the internet now, apparently wants you to report all your income, including that from your drug deals and from your stolen property. So what it says here is illegal activities. Income from illegal activities, such as money from dealing illegal drugs, I'm assuming trafficking and pimping, must be included in your income on Schedule 1, Form 1040, Line 8Z, or on Schedule C, Form 1040, if from your self-employment activity. So if you're a pimp or a drug dealer, you need to put that income there. Otherwise, the IRS is going to come after you. Ooh. Stolen property. I doubt the average pimp is scared of the IRS. Stolen property. If you steal property, you must report its fair market value in your income in the year you steal it, unless you return it to its rightful owner in that same year. So if you are in California and you are enjoying that, you know, as long as it's under $950, it's not going to be a felony and probably the prosecutors aren't going to even address it. As long as you give it back, let's say, to the owner, you don't have to pay any IRS taxes. If you don't give it back, then you need to pay, if it was a purse or something you stole at Chanel or whatever the heck, whatever that fair market value is. Now, I don't know how you guys look for fair market value, but I go on Google, and then I put in the name of the thing, and then I hit shopping. And that's when I see the average price of things. You know, so it's like when I want to get a fancy bottle of wine for a friend of ours, I go and I put it in, I go, how much does this bottle really run? And then I'm like, oh, okay, I see. It's in the 50 range or 70 range or 100 range or whatever. So so if you steal it, right, you need to pay fair market value. Now, why is this in the IRS code? I think it's always been there. And the reason why I think it's always been there is because you know how I review with you guys tax deductions and medical tax deductions? I could swear I've seen that before. I just never commented on it. If I'm wrong, and very rarely I'm wrong, the reason why that could be there is because crimes of theft and drugs and pimping and trafficking have skyrocketed. And maybe as we have people coming over the border and they're like, you know, look, you know, I got here, I'm maybe not here documented, but I want to do my part and I want to pay my taxes or whatever. If there are some people that might have, you know, really now want to follow the law, even though they might have done some illegal stuff in their previous country and now they want to come to America and follow the law to a T, IRS is like, maybe one person will read it and go, you know what, I'll pay taxes on all this. I just don't get it. It's almost like the U.S. government isn't concerned about the crime. They're just concerned about the money they'll make. That makes no sense. And I mean, honestly, if you look at the verbiage here, income from illegal activities must be included in your income. So if you were a contract killer, you need to report that. Is this as asinine as it's, I mean, I can't even believe it. And look, the IRS, I think, is finally realizing that they are not getting all the tax money owed. Didn't we speak about this years ago, how less than half of the country pays taxes at all, let alone appropriate taxes? And there are people that have been evading the tax system for a long time. You know, they get paid in cash, they get cash tips, they get, I mean, sadly, this is, you know, and, you know, people say, look, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. I'm the opposite, all right? We overpay. and then hope to get a refund. One, because it's nice to get a refund, but two, is the last thing I want is anybody to say I underpaid my taxes. So I'm like, here, take the max out, whatever, and then, you know, and even though people say that's a bad idea because it's better to keep your money in your 0.6% savings account, even though now bonds are up to 7.1% because of inflation, I don't want to do anything wrong. So I'd rather the IRS feel like they have all the money they need and then give me back what they think I overpaid. I just want to sleep well at night and not think that anybody, you know, I have to owe anybody. I don't want to owe anybody. But, you know, we have a crime problem with stolen property. And these are people caught on camera. These are people bragging about it, you know, making challenges on TikTok. And so the IRS would love to get some of that money. The problem is I don't know if there's any legal, you know, experts in the room, but if you are reporting stolen property, I mean, doesn't that make you culpable? My guess is what they want is this is completely anonymous. As long as you put, and I have to double check my tax form, as long as you include it on your line 8Z, they don't know necessarily you got that because you pimped somebody out, right? Or you were a contract killer. They just see the $400 or the $5,000 or whatever. I sincerely doubt any criminals are going to be very forthcoming with that. But, you know, where we are right now with society is we're starting to normalize crime. Just like you saw with the California law, where they said, look, if you are in possession of heroin, methamphetamine, and not necessarily a dealer, or if it's even going that far, we just know you have it. We don't know if you're selling it or whatever. You don't have to stay in jail. You can be on probation. So we're trying to get people, I guess, as a whole, not that that's the best decision, but out of the jails, the jail system, more into recovery, more into, look, let them, what's the word for when you try to turn over a new leaf? But sadly, we're having people commit multiple crimes. And I just don't think people learn. Now, I've heard of sexual assault cases where they just keep doing it. I mean, these are people that have to be incarcerated. So I don't know where we're going to go because the pendulum is swinging back the other way where it's okay if you steal something. It's okay. It's because you were hungry. And I'm like, you were hungry, but you went and stole a Prada purse. Well, yeah, because then you could sell the purse and you could make money. Well, I get stealing some food to feed your family, even though it's not condonable, it's still a crime. But, you know, if I saw somebody steal a loaf of bread to feed their kids, I'm going to have a much different attitude towards them than somebody stealing a Prada purse. Just doesn't make any sense. But what if that person does post it on their IRS? Do they get some points? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, we are having some major, major issues in terms of traffic. Do you guys ever look at the Flight Aware, where you see all the little planes and the little pictures of planes? I think it's cute. You almost wonder where the birds get to fly. I want to kind of bring up the latest in terms of delays, because usually these other, the way FlightAware does it is it gives you real time. And as of today, there are 1,100 cancellations into and out of the United States. Almost 10% of United's flights have been canceled. 17% of JetBlue, 175 flights with JetBlue have been canceled 17%. Now, those of you getting ready for, you know, the holiday, that's not weekend. That's not a good sign. Delta, about 104 flights, but that's about 3%. Alaska Airlines, I think they have to do a lot of de-icing. So 14% of their flights have been canceled, about 97. Allegiant Air, 18%, or 91 flights. Spirit, 5% of their flights. A lot of these, Air Canada, 5% of their flights. Southwest Airlines, 15 cancellations right now, but that's still better than many others. So in terms of the airports having the most cancellations, Seattle, Tacoma, then Newark, JFK, Fort Lauderdale, Boston, Logan, Orlando. But Seattle, 27% of their flights have been canceled. 11% have been delayed. So definitely pack your patience. It's not a good time to travel on a plane. I don't know where this is going to go. I understand there's a lot of bad weather, but in terms of staff shortages and people not coming in to work and or being sick, it's definitely not a good time. This is when people get colds and get sick anyway. So if somebody's coughing or sneezing or has a sore throat, they're not going to go to work. If people have PTO, paid sick leave, that expires in a day or two, they're going to use it. You know, I had New Year's Eve plans. I'm going to just take the family for a small dinner. It was a nice place, a place that we haven't been to in years, really excited about. And again, it's not that we want to go out to dinner because I do have a party to go to later that night, but I really like to help local businesses. And as I'm working yesterday, a pop-up on my email says that the reservation was canceled for New Year's. And I'm like, who canceled my reservation? You know, who hacked into my account? And then my phone rings, but I couldn't answer it because I was working. And so, yeah, I'm one of the people that when they work, I don't necessarily answer my phone. And the message was, it was a very nice gentleman saying, look, we are so sorry, but we have to close down the next few days because we don't have enough people coming into work. And we just can't then be open New Year's Eve. And they're really, really sorry and all that. And I just felt so bad for them. And they don't have to apologize. I mean, look, there's obviously, you know, people suffering way more than somebody losing a dinner reservation. But I brought it up on my Facebook and Twitter because this is something I'm hearing over and over again where New Year's Eve, for example, is major money for companies and businesses. I mean, and this was a nice restaurant, so you know they would have made thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars that night. And they didn't lose it because there was a fire. They didn't lose it because there was some, you know, mass snowstorm in Las Vegas. They lost it because they couldn't get workers to come to work. Or they couldn't hire enough people. That is the most crushing thing. You know, I've always wanted to have a bar, have a restaurant, have these things. I never have. Because with my office, the rate limiting step was staff. Staff will make or break you. My staff was fantastic, but I had some staff that wasn't. And you cannot run a medical office if you have staff calling in and out, not doing their job properly. You know, I was fortunate to still have enough staff, but I closed it way before. I closed it back in 2016. I have no idea if I would have been able to get staff to come back in this day and age with, I mean, you make money at these restaurants. Actually, we went to a restaurant with some friends last night and the, you know, we talked to the waiter about this other restaurant and, you know, how sad it is. And they go, we're okay. We're staffed enough because, you know, they're making money. Well, these people are making money at, I mean, the other place was more expensive than that place. I don't even think it's that. I think a lot of people got free rent. A lot of people are using their paid leave or somebody else is working and or they really want to be with the kids and the pets and all that. That it's just sad. The labor shortage is staff being short-staffed. Shortage. I always put that, I go, you know, they're canceling due to short staff. People say hire taller staff. It's like a joke that keeps, yeah. I know, the joke never gets old, but they keep doing, you know, they keep saying, then hire taller staff. All right. Why is an employee's height so detrimental to a business? All right. Funny. Very funny. Hillary Clinton is still talking and giving her opinion, but she gave a very interesting take. Apparently, she thinks that the Democrats have to think about what wins elections. And she warns that the Democratic Party has to be clear-eyed about what wins elections and the progressive wing could be risking their midterm chances, well, which we all are kind of aware of. Now, she was on MSNBC's on MSNBC, and she said that Democrats needed candidates who could win purple states if it was to have a Congress that will get things done. Her comments reflect divisions in both parties. Centrists grapple with fringes that offer ideological purity and headline-generating Twitter accounts. So they are alluding to the squads, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar. And, you know, here's the thing, and this is what's interesting, because, you know, politics were designed, and our country was designed, you know, fairly brilliantly. You know, we have a lot of things to fix, but in terms of making sure everybody has a voice. And the last thing I want is any Democratic Party or Republican Party to all echo the same sentiment. That's why what's happening with Joe Manchin, you know, was pretty gutsy, where he's like, look, I represent my state. I'm not supposed to be here, you know, to be, he doesn't say it, but, you know, to be, you know, Biden's blank. I'm here to, what does West Virginia need? And if this bill is going to hurt my West Virginians, then who voted me in? Who am I representing? And so I do wonder if some of the, some of the representatives or people in office are not representing who put them there. So Ocasio-Cortez, if the district that she voted her in loves what she's doing and love what she's about, then she is doing exactly right for that district. But the problem is when it comes to national politics, it's everybody has to get in line. Everybody, Pelosi has to get everybody in line. Mitch McConnell has to get everybody in line. And then you start to lose out on what are they supposed to be doing. You know, if a state or a city needs something, it can't just be all about the majority. It has to be what that state or city needs. And so I understand the extremes that there are. I mean, for example, if Texas needs a wall, they need a wall. You know, I don't care how Ocasio-Cortez feels about it in New York. If Texas landowners are like, look, cartel people can come into our house and kill our kids, can we please have some protection? Then maybe New York needs to sit this one out and let Texas do what they need to do for Texas. So there are going to be fringes, but the problem is in order to get somebody elected, do you need a more moderate centrist approach? And I think that's what we're learning. You can't just go on a spending spree. You can't just, put kids through what they just went through with the pandemic. There has to be some more common sense. And it seems like the moderates might be the ones that actually, you know, offer that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.